Marry me, and welcome to the Witchy Spellcast. This is Kara and Saya here to add a little bit more magic into your everyday life. Remember, if you like this podcast, subscribe so you don't miss an episode. Maybe even give us a 5-star review, or drop a comment to let others know what you like about the podcast. Let's make some magic.
Welcome back to the Witchy Spellcast. We're doing things a little differently for the foreseeable future, where we're doing every other week instead of weekly. Yeah. This was a big decision on our part to do it, and thought we would discuss it first before we got into the episode.
Yes, elephant in the room is we were talking about self-care and, you know, existing in a space that's healthy for you, not only our listeners, but we have to take into consideration ourselves. And as much as we love giving you all of this witchy content and educating you and ourselves, you know, sometimes life happens and then life keeps happening and it gets a bit much. So, you know, a lot goes into the podcast, a lot of work, research, editing, you know, so taking a step back and alternating weeks, I think, is a really positive step.
Definitely. And it will definitely help us in the long run with our mental health, which is something I'm currently really working on. I just started with a new therapist and I'm on a new medication. As we're recording this, it's my second day on the new medication. And so we're really working on our self-care for real this month.
Yeah. And you know, I like to practice what I preach in so many sentences, you know, so, you know, mental health is definitely one of those big things that, you know, I'll tell my friends, my listeners, you know, anybody, you need to take care of you first, and then, you know, everything else will fall into line. Can't go ignoring myself telling people that.
Yeah. Absolutely. We can't provide good content if we're literally burnt out.
Agreed. Yeah. It does definitely take a lot of energy. A lot of, I don't know, besides the word energy, it takes a lot to, you know, be this personification of myself. You know what I mean? Like, it's...
Yeah.
Anyway, it takes a lot out of us to make the podcast that frequently, to edit the podcast, to work around our schedules and all that jazz. So for the foreseeable future, we are doing alternating weeks. And today we are finishing the water series. We're going to talk about different states of consciousness and dreams and those sorts of things. Because like water, they are very fluid.
And I think there's a nice connection between water and your consciousness, because we've been talking about self-care and we talk about mental care and everything. I connect water to mental states anyways, which is easier for me. Like, I don't know why I do. Maybe it's just the way that I'm built, but I do. I connect water to mental capacities, states, learning, all of that fun stuff.
Yeah, I could see that. I don't know why, but for whatever reason, it has to, the concept of self-care and water have the same color scheme in my brain. If that makes any sense. Probably not, but that's okay. Anywho.
I think it makes plenty of sense.
Okay. Maybe that's just art brain.
But maybe. We think of things in colors.
Yeah. Is it synesthesia a little bit? I am an avid dreamer. It's not something that like I chose to dive into. I didn't wake up one day, no pun intended, and be like, you know what I feel like doing? Having a lot of dreams all the time.
I don't think anybody really has that like thought process. Let's just have a bunch of dreams.
I want all these dreams. And so like I have the different types of dreams. So I'll have a dream that I know is just like I'll wake up from it and be like, oh, that was obviously just like my brain subconsciously dealing with the stress of the day, right? So like,
yeah,
a dream's like drowning or being chased or things that have to do with like stress in the waking world, as it were. And then I'll have dreams that I know are like messages, because when you wake up, it feels different. Like if you think back to when you woke up from that meditation where you decided you needed to be a spiritual counselor, that feels different than when you wake up from a nap.
Yeah, like,
right.
And when you have those kind of like moments where you're just like, well, what does that mean? Like, mm-hmm. that's when you need to know, like, you need to like look into it. I had one the other day and was really, I still haven't looked into it. I haven't like, I know about it. It's in the back of my mind that I need to figure it out. Mm-hmm. But I'm pretty sure it has something to do with stress. But
yeah. Well, but and that's weird. That's a whole other thing. It's like, I'll have what I think is like a regular stress dream. But I'll like go into like figuring out, maybe it's like tagging, like pulling at the back of my mind, right? Like it's nagging me.
Yeah.
So I'll go to like look up the symbols to it or whatever. And they won't like match up to what I think the dream is. And then it will be because it's like a message from like the deities or the universe or whoever you may want that to be from. Dreams are complicated, don't get me wrong, but they can also be really straightforward.
Sometimes it really depends, like it also depends on like how you're wanting to interpret the dream.
Yeah.
So for me, whenever I go through and do interpretations, I need to know the big things that stick out that you remember, because mm-hmm. little thing, if you don't remember it, it's not important. And especially with dream interpretation, how I do it. So if you don't remember it, it's not an important factor. So I need to know all of the big important things. And then, you know, you go through and say, okay, for example, the dream that I had that really bothered me that I need to actually interpret. Mm-hmm. The only thing that I really remember what stands out to me was that I was giving my mom a book, and I go to pull the book out of its case because it was part of like this three set in a box. It was a box set. I went to go mm-hmm. pull it out. And the cover was ripped off, and it had like, it was a hardback book, and half of the cover was ripped off, and the last 20 pages were missing. And I broke down and I started crying, like weeping heavily. I was just screaming, like, who would do this? And that's all I remember from the dream. So obviously that's what I would need to interpret. That's what is sticking out to me. And that's what I need to look for.
Yeah.
In the interpretation is, well, what does a ripped up book mean? What does missing pages in a book mean?
Yeah.
What does breaking down hysterically mean? Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, crying in dreams is really rare. So that is really important to look into. It's like seeing your reflection in a dream is really rare. And I've had a few where I've seen myself, and it's very uncomfortable because it doesn't necessarily line up.
It doesn't feel right. There's something. Yeah. It's the same way as like sometimes you'll have a dream and you know, like say I'll have a dream and my husband's in it, but I'll know it's my husband, but he doesn't look like him,
right? So what I think, this is just my, I'm sorry to interject.
Oh, you're fine.
What I think, because I do the same thing. What I think you dream, because when I dream about my fiance, is I don't see his face. I see his like essence, and it kind of looks like him, but it's not really, like, it doesn't really look like him. It looks like his energy and his personality and the things that make him him. It's not like his physical. That's what I think that is. Like, I understand that like the people in your dreams are people you've seen at least once in your life, even if it was just like passing, like whatever. But yeah, that's how I think.
Yeah, that's the fun part. And I was actually about to say that, like, your brain actually cannot make up the look of a person. So everybody you see in a dream, you've seen before. You've seen these people before. And I think that's fascinating.
That makes me really concerned about OCs. Anyway. Well, so, really
but that's the thing. Like, you've seen them before in some way, shape, or form. Maybe it was a past life. You never know.
Yeah,
It could be anything. But just it's so fascinating to think, like, even when you go, okay, well, that was supposed to be this person, but it didn't look anything like them. But you've seen that vision before in some way. And I just think that's so fascinating that our brain will bring things like that up.
It's magic, man. That's all there is to that. Sorry, ad
If
lib.
I did too.
Magic burp. Anyway, so like I have like visions, I guess you would call them, but I call them dreams, about different deities that I work with constantly. And there's zero, like, okay, Loki is the only one that I dream about that I can see their face. So like I've had dreams about Hades, Persephone, and Hera before, and I've never seen their faces. Like, I've seen their faces through meditation, but never while I was like unconscious, which I guess that's a totally different thing. But it's interesting to know that like the face that I see when I dream about Loki is not a face I remember ever seeing in this lifetime. Like, it is probably just Loki, to be honest.
Yeah, and it's just the whole I just it's fascinating to think that, you know, we're not making up weird faces.
Yeah.
It's also good to know that. But what does it say about, like, if you dream of like a specific creature or monster? Like, are we just seeing that because of movies
Yeah, that's a good
or
point.
like, yeah, right? So like that's a little kind of
So,
curious.
when I was a child, I had this recurring nightmare that I was being chased through an abandoned mall by a two-headed ostrich. So,
Nice.
and I wasn't permitted to watch Pokemon as a child because, first off, I was raised in church, so it was the devil, and you know, flashing lights plus epilepsy equals, you know, not so good. So, like, I had no idea what the Pokemon that looks like a two-headed ostrich thing.
Bibiru, I think.
That's it, yeah. So, like, I didn't know that that existed, and I had never seen one, so I totally dreamed of that bird. Anyway. No, like, I have random dreams that I will remember from childhood that are absolute just nonsense. Like, I had this dream as a kid of my mom wearing like a full leather dominatrix outfit, very like circa 1999, like high slicked back ponytail and everything, existing in like my elementary school cafeteria, but the floor of the cafeteria had opened up into like a lava pit. She had like a whip. It was a whole thing. And I was for real like 7.
Jesus
Like,
Christ.
right, the fuck was going on? I remember that dream because it had an intro, like a movie. Like, I'm not even joking. It had credits. Like,
Mean, if you break that down though, like seeing your
oh.
mom in a more like it probably was a little bit of a,
I don't
oh
want to talk
shit,
about
what's
sexy mom.
no, not even that. It was probably just a way of your brain kind of telling you that you felt like your mom was overpowering you in a
Oh,
way.
definitely, because in the dream, she has a henchman hold me by my shoulders, and she puts her hands up into like my rib cage and spreads them apart, and then her henchman throws me into the lava. So yeah, if that's not a child's dream interpretation of an over-controlling parent just destroying a child's life, I don't know what is.
Yeah, there's some deep
I would.
issues in that one.
Yeah, man, like those are some mommy issues. And I would consider that a quote unquote bad dream, but that's just because it was unpleasant to experience. Like, I
Yeah.
get the message is still there, but like that was an unpleasant dream.
Yeah. And most of the time, bad dreams are the ones that give you the most message, though. Because they're going to stick out to you a lot more than a good dream is. And those bad dreams are how your brain is trying to tell you what you need to focus on and what you need to change or enhance or work on, which it's shitty that that's how our brain is going to do it, right?
Yeah,
Is,
yeah,
oh, we're going
yeah.
to give you the most terrifying thing, but we
The
know that
worst
you're going
things.
to remember that. Yeah, you're
Because
going to remember that.
we need to really hammer this home that you need to remember this, so we're gonna make it horrible, traumatic.
And that's And it is crappy that the bad dreams are the ones that have the most meaning behind it, but at the same time, like, it makes sense because we're going to remember a bad dream before we remember a good dream.
Yeah, that's true. I have only ever had one, like, happy dream where I, like, because I normally either have nightmares or, like, god dreams or none at all. So I've had one good dream where I woke up and was like, wow, that's amazing. And it had nothing to do with anything that I could, like, put into words. Like, there was a man, there was a bookstore in the middle of the woods, there was a book that had, like, a shiny gem in it that the man had left that I found, and I was like, oh my god. Like, I woke up and was like, yes, I need that book. Like, what the fuck? I have no idea. Anyway, that's probably, like, some sort of, like, past life memory dream. That's a whole nother different type of dream. Anyway.
Well, like, what I will say is, like, a lot of people, they say that they just don't dream.
Mm-hmm.
And you always do. Your brain, the only reason I know this is when I was in psychology in grad, in undergrad. My final paper in one of my psychology classes was all about dreams.
Mm-hmm.
So mentally, when we are in sleep, mm-hmm. our brain goes into REM sleep, which is where we dream, 4 to 5 times a night.
Mm-hmm.
If your brain doesn't go into REM, no, you're not going to have a dream.
Right,
but if it does go into REM, then you are dreaming whether you remember it or not. And the way that you know that you have gone into REM is whether or not you wake up refreshed and, like, not still god-awful tired. Because if your body doesn't, if you don't go into REM sleep, then you don't actually get a good sleep. And it is an issue with people who have, like, insomnia, and they have, yeah. or if you have something that's keeping you awake, mm-hmm. like an infant or something like that.
Oh yeah, a stress disorder,
or anything that's going to keep you, like, getting up and down throughout the
yeah.
night.
Yeah.
If you're waking up and down throughout the night, you're not getting into REM sleep. So that's the important thing, is your body needs REM sleep. And the average person goes into REM 4 to 5 times a night, which means that every time you go into REM is a new dream.
Oh, yeah.
So you technically can have up to 5 dreams a night, but we really only remember maybe that last one or the one that was most potent.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Which is interesting because the dreams I have feel like days. And in reality, yeah. they're like 30 seconds. Couple
yeah,
minutes at most. Like,
yeah, they're not REM isn't a very long, I think, yeah,
30 I think it's the shortest
minutes. Yeah, 30
REM
seconds
is the shortest
minutes.
Cycle in
it
in
is.
The sleep, right?
Yeah, it can be anywhere from 30 seconds to a minute, at most a minute and a half.
So, like, okay, kind of topic change, but you can get the same kind of message while being conscious through meditation. Through, like, guided
yeah.
meditation, or, like, through, like, astral projection, but that's a whole different topic. Like, that's a different state of consciousness. Astral projection has its own, like, we have to do a certain segment on that because it's a lot. But
yeah,
meditation,
there's a lot to it.
Yeah, meditation puts all of your energy and into your consciousness, and you're putting your consciousness with all of that energy to a certain, like, I don't want to call it a quest, but, like, a quest. you're in on a goal, right? You're putting all of your energy, your entire consciousness, you're sitting or lying down, searching for a goal or a thing, a message, whatever that thing is. And I would consider that an altered state of consciousness because...
Meditation? Definitely.
'Cause, like, I'm awake, but I am not here.
Like, yeah. I would
I've
say...
checked out.
I would say anything that where you're not 100% mentally present would be an altered state of consciousness.
Yeah, totally. And not to say,
I mean,
like, so I'm spacing out. Like, like my ADHD brain kicking in. Like, that's not an altered state. That's just my brain being my brain. Like,
depends on how long you you phase out.
<It's true. laughs> Very,
well, let's
very
be
true.
Honest. It's like a couple second phase out now. That's not, but I mean,
yeah,
like
several minutes.
Have, Yeah, my husband will phase out for like a few minutes and I'll like go, "Hey, space cadet." He goes, "Woo, I was not here."
Where'd you go?
And like he might not remember like anything that happened or
Yeah, or
anything like
anything that was
that.
said to him. Yeah.
Yeah.
I used to do that as a child a lot. Like I just space out, like just do like mental adventures on my own, because whatever, and I really think looking back now, I was probably just projecting my consciousness somewhere else. But I think that probably will fit into the astral projection segment of the
Yeah.
podcast. But things like dreams and meditation and anything where you're res open receiving messages from the universe, I would consider an altered state. I'm sorry. My brain is like malfunctioning because I've worked 7 days a week this week.
Yeah.
Things
Yeah.
like, okay, so like Native American lore has a lot of really good stuff. I don't know what the right word is.
Still.
About dreams and like dream walking and dream walkers, and this really like they hold dreaming at a really high like regard. Like
They
people
do.
who are able to interpret dreams or go into other people's dreams are held really high, and they take that the interpretations that these people give like the message. Because it's like, okay, imagine I'm speaking a language you don't understand, but Rowan understands the language, so like she translates. So they would consider the dream translators to be, the voice of the universe or their deity or whatever, which I think is really cool.
Yeah. There's a lot of like interesting backgrounds when it comes to dreams.
Another, I mean, oh, we're talking altered states. I mean, obviously there's drugs, but
Yes, there's always drugs and depending on how you feel about drugs and everything, but there is
yeah.
they're doing studies right now. My husband and my brother and I were talking about this earlier. They've actually done a bunch of studies about using mushrooms for help with headaches and other like ailments like that. And you just take a little tiny bit and it's supposed to help drastically.
Like
And
microdosing.
yeah, microdosing. And it's supposed to be like great for you. It's supposed to help with headaches and some sleep issues and stuff like that.
I've heard people doing like microdoses of like LSD and that helping with like their spiritual stuff, because apparently that's a drug that's supposed to like really open up your
It is.
self. But like, you know how I am. First off, I'm really scared of hallucinogens because I have epilepsy. I'm worried that they're gonna trigger like I'm gonna seize to death. So like I just am obviously not going to do those. But if I didn't have epilepsy, I think I would still stray away because I don't know if my brain could handle being fully open to like all that there is in the world. I think I would just implode.
So like obviously I've never done LSD, but
Right.
from those who I've talked to who have done it, I do have I know people who have. It's not like everything at once. It's just it kind of opens you up. It's kind of like it's like meditating without having to meditate, if that makes sense.
Yeah, the way my fiance explained it was that aside from the shadow people, which is enough to make me go like, no thanks.
It just depends on.
Everything connected and made sense.
Yeah,
And they
so.
were able to see those connections and
Yeah.
understand what was going to be the next connection.
Yeah, and as far as
It's
the
a good
shadow
thing.
people, because like the whole connection thing, that's pretty spot on for the people who I've talked to who have done it. But the shadow people isn't necessarily something that happens with that. That might just be his own
Oh yeah,
brain.
totally. It also could have been the people and the house they were in, because I lived in that house for a brief moment, and that place was not it had bad vibes. Very, very bad vibes, because it was an old frat house, so not the best vibes.
Yeah, so it's really like if you're, I don't, as far as LSD goes, that's, not my cup
You
of
do you.
tea.
Be safe.
Yeah, you do you, be safe, don't be stupid.
Yeah.
But I do know microdosing with mushrooms. Again, it's a plant.
It's also way more natural. It's just like marijuana.
Yeah.
It exists naturally. Like.
Yeah, and it does have, they are doing studies that it is helping with some actual like healing things, and as
That's
well as
awesome.
it'll give you a little bit of that kind of connectiveness too as well, because that, I mean, it'll alter your mind in some way, shape, or form. And then and marijuana, it, I don't like putting marijuana under like a altered state of consciousness, because like marijuana will do the same exact thing that a ADD pill will do for you.
If you have ADD. If you
Yeah.
don't have ADD and you take an ADD pill, obviously it's going to do like what cocaine does.
It'll ramp you up for a little bit, but like
I'm
it
not
will,
speaking from experience.
like, so, because I'm on ADD medication,
Right,
it,
yeah.
but this is the thing, like, even if you don't have ADD, and you smoke marijuana, it'll just help you. It'll help calm your thoughts, basically. That's what it does. It kind of like, it'll calm your thoughts, chill you down, and help you just kind of be there in that moment more than anything else. If it's doing something else to you, it's not just marijuana. There's something else in it too.
Or it's, just really strong.
No,
Like
not even.
if I were to smoke marijuana right now, I would be unconscious because I haven't smoked marijuana in like 15 years.
Yeah, but it doesn't like, so
I would
it's
be
not,
asleep.
it wouldn't put you to sleep though. Like, that's the thing. Even if you haven't had it in a while, it's not one of those kind of things. Like, it's just obviously you take like a little bit, a little small hit of it, and it'll calm you. It'll calm your brain, help you focus. It like, if you're having an anxiety attack, it'll help with that. Like, things like that. So I don't really count that as an altered state
Right. I mean,
necessarily, because it could be medicinal.
yeah. Here's a controversial yet brave subject of altered states of consciousness. Blackout drunkenness.
Oh, well, I guess, yeah, you could count that as an
Technically,
altered state. You are in an altered state of consciousness, whether you remembered it or not.
it'd be like
And
dreaming.
kind of, but
But you are at a danger to yourself and others at that point.
yeah, spiritually speaking, I
I don't
wouldn't
know.
go get blackout drunk.
Yeah, I'm gonna agree to that. It was just one of those thoughts that came into my brain. Like I'm trying to think of like other things to alter your mind, and that came across, and I was like, But
Yeah.
yeah, for your spiritual journey, I don't recommend getting blackout drunk, even if you do worship Dionysus. Like everything in moderation, folks. Even Dionysus had his limits. Like
Yeah,
you wouldn't want
I
to be an
definitely.
embarrassment.
That wouldn't be a good way to connect spiritually,
No, not at
or a
all.
good way to love your body either. And
Good Lord.
I mean, you do you, boo, but if you're gonna go get
Right.
blackout drunk, make sure you have a safe person to be around you.
And some water
Keep
for
it
in the
safe.
morning, and like
Yeah.
some Gatorade for out the night.
And some
The
bread.
trick I've learned is Gatorade and like crackers, like carbs and electrolytes.
Yep. I haven't
That's
been
it.
drunk since before I got pregnant, so I'm just like not even feeling the alcohol anymore.
I haven't been like drunk in several years.
I haven't even had a drink since before I got pregnant. Like, that's what I mean.
Wow.
I haven't even had a drink, and I was like getting pretty close to being an alcoholic prior to, so.
Oh, that's right. I remember you took you did the 30 days of sobriety in like October.
So we're October, yeah.
That's it.
Well, see, sober October happened the year before I got pregnant. because I was afraid I was getting too close to alcoholism because
I remember, yeah.
my job
Yeah.
creates alcoholics.
Oh.
But yeah, the last time that I actually had a drink and gotten drunk and everything was I know the exact date. It was August 28th. It was with Loki and Trevor and a girl Loki was talking to at the time who he wanted us to meet, and we all went to B-dubs, and I had three Grateful Deads, and
Wow.
then we went to the Apothecary, which is a really awesome hole in the wall bar out in up on High Street.
Oh yeah,
And
I know where it is.
yeah, oh, it's really cool. It's a nice bar, just really super chill. And we had Trevor bought me a pumpkin spice lager. I hate beer
Oh
anyways. I
yeah,
took,
yuck.
and it was like, it had cayenne pepper in it too, so it was like spicy
Ugh.
spicy. I
Yuck.
took two sips of it and gave it to Trevor because I was like, no, not doing well with the Grateful Deads in my stomach. That's not a good idea.
Yeah, that sounds like vomit, to be honest. That sounds like I'm
It's
surprised you
so
didn't puke.
bad. Oh, I almost did. And then they got me home, and I stumbled inside screaming at the top of my lungs to my dad, who was outside at the time when I got home.
Oh
I
dear.
was like, I was very drunk. That was the last time I was drunk too. Because if you don't know what a Grateful Dead is, it is a secret menu item at B-Dubs, and it literally has every alcohol you can imagine in it, and it doesn't taste like alcohol, so it's dangerous.
Ah, that's what that is. So
It's dangerous.
you remember last podcast episode? I told you I went out with that girl for her birthday. She had something called a four horsemen shot, and it has one shot of each of like Jim Beam, Jack Daniels, Jameson, and Jose. And it is gigantic because it's four shots in one drink. And she chased it with another shot of something called a liquid marijuana, and it looks kind of like an Incredible Hulk because it's green, but it's essentially a shot of tequila with a bunch of sugary green Kool-Aid. That poor girl, she really did not. When they name a drink after the precursors of the apocalypse, just don't do it. Just don't drink it. Cause yeah, the apocalypse came. We got kicked out after like an hour.
Well, at the same time, you're only young once, you know?
Yeah, and it makes for a good story. So,
Yeah.
anyway, if you're gonna alter your
I'm cool for
mind, do it
that.
safely.
Yeah, there's plenty of ways to alter your mind safely, and if you really just want to do it very, very safely, meditation's the best way to go.
And sleep.
Or just
Meditation, sleep.
sleep. Or just sleep. Have
Yeah.
a dream journal. Write down
Dude.
everything that goes on that you remember in your dreams.
I have tried to do this so many stinking times, but I end up with crap that's like, man in love with stairs, giraffe bread. Like, none of it will make any sense to me in the morning. But yeah, I've definitely tried, but the easiest way that I've found out is like if I voice to text the entire dream, like as soon as I wake up, like okay, so if I wake up in the middle of the night and try to do this, it's not gonna happen because I'm sleep greedy. But if it's like in the morning and I'm awake, like it's my alarm's going off kind of stuff, I will talk to text the dream I had, and that way I can remember, like, because I'll talk to text the whole thing, like, start to finish.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. I like it.
Yeah.
If you can't like sit down and like write it, just use an dictation app on your phone or something, a voice memo or something to that effect, and then you'll have it as a recording.
Make a TikTok about it. It's what I do.
Yeah. Whatever you need to do. Like I mean, the sole purpose of a dream journal is so that you can go ahead and just get it out right then and there, so that later you can go through and do the interpretation, so you can figure it out later. So however you need to do that, if it's important to you to know what that is, however you need to do that, whether it's on your phone or if you have an actual like physical dream journal, you know, it's whatever you got to do.
Dude, that reminds me, like, excuse me. I bought one of those huge dream encyclopedias from whatever that bookstore in the mall was before they went under, and I let someone borrow it, and they stole it. And it has
Oh
been like, it's been like 12 years, but I still, like, I want to find this person and be like, hey, just out of curiosity, you still have my dream book? Like, kind of want that back. It was like $30.
yeah, I definitely have one around here somewhere, and I have no idea where it's at. But honestly, like, the internet's your best friend. Like,
You
it
can find a
has
lot of that online.
everything. Yeah, find there's like some good sites that are just like they have literally everything on it that you can just bookmark the site, or you could just Google like, whatever it is you need the interpretation for, and then go from there, look through a couple of different like answers and all that fun
And
stuff.
the thing is, like, say you dream about snakes, right? So you have a dream about snakes. Somehow, snakes are involved. Snakes have several different meanings, and you're gonna know as soon as you read the right one.
It also
Like,
goes into context too. So like, if you dream of a snake and a shoe, okay, well, let's see all the different snake ones. Okay, well, what about the shoe? Which one fits it better? Like, context is key when it comes to interpretation.
Yeah, you could dream about falling into a pit of snakes, right? That's obviously very scary, very stressful situation, as opposed to, oh, I dreamed that I was on a walk in nature and I saw a like a white boa just chilling in a tree. Obviously, there's two different snakes. There's two very different messages there, like.
Yeah, and a lot of things, like if they're like a snake or like other types of like animals, if there's different types of animals, there's a different meaning for whatever animal you saw. Like
Obviously, a
there's a
house cat is different than a tiger. Just because you had a cat in your dream doesn't necessarily mean it means,
A cat, like it, what kind of cat was it?
You also have to think
Sometimes.
about the traits that cats have.
Yeah.
They're graceful, they're cunning, they're, playful,
Yeah. And
etc.
that has a lot to do with the interpretations as well. So like just like you said, well what think of a cat? Well, the interpretation of seeing a cat is most likely going to have those same traits, that same meaning behind it. So like sometimes you can kind of figure it out without having to search the interpretation or the meaning or whatever. But it doesn't hurt, even if you're like, I think this is what it means, it doesn't hurt to just check to make sure you're right, especially if you're trying to learn how to interpret dreams.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Sorry.
You're good.
I was gonna do like a comparison to tarots, but tarots are different. Like, while the Wade Rider deck has its own meanings, and like each Oracle deck has its suggested meaning, that's your deck. That's, you know what I mean? Like, symbols are symbols. Anyway, I don't know. I've got mixed feelings about dreams versus like interpretations of different things. You know what I mean?
Well,
Sorry, this is why I didn't really want to bring it up. Anyway. Because.
it all just depends on you and how you're doing it. But if you're learning how to interpret, it's good to have something to kind of hold on to, like an anchor or a jumping off point. Because yes, there's many different interpretations for anything, including decks or anything like that. But if you have a stand-in, like, okay, this is generally what this means, that'll help you, especially when you're learning. Like, that's what you want when you're learning, is like, okay, so this is basically what this means. And for me, I went through with like tarot cards. Like, I went through and looked at every single interpretation I could find for each tarot card, and I just wrote a note in a book. It says, okay, Ace of Wands, it means this, or it can mean this, or it can mean this, or it can mean this, because again, context. That's the huge thing. Like, yes, there's multiple interpretations for everything, but context is key, and that is how you figure out which interpretation is meant for you.
Yeah, I think that's the important thing to take into consideration is the context and what interpretation feels right to that context, because in reality, only you are going to know that.
Yeah.
So.
I think that about sums it up there.
Yeah. Sorry, that was a pretty good wrapping point, to be honest.
Yeah. So, well, we hope you enjoyed this episode, and mm-hmm. keep in mind that we'll be to every other week from now until we deem it is healthy for us to go back to mm-hmm. every week.
Yeah, I think maybe in the, I'll refer to them as empty weeks, we'll do maybe like a sneak peek of what the next week's episode will be about or something. Yeah, we'll figure it out. It's still a work in progress, but we hope you guys understand and continue to listen. Just, you know, keep in mind that we are people with lives, because trust me, if I could do this all day, I would. But I can't. I have a job and a family and things like that. So
there's a lot of other things that are going on, and we have to prioritize our time. And while we enjoy doing this, it is not our number one priority, unfortunately. Exactly. I mean, I have a baby, yeah. You know,
right.
That is one.
that's the big one. So anyway, we hope you guys enjoyed it. If you did, give us a like, follow us on Instagram or Facebook. We have a coven on Facebook through the Facebook page. It's the Astral Forest Coven. You can join if you want. You can ask us questions through Instagram. You can DM us. Use the hashtag AskTheSpellcasters. Go ahead and follow Kara on Instagram at Kara Darkthorn. You can follow myself at The Witchy Saya. Rowan's not with us today, but you can also go ahead and follow her at Rowan Mistrite. All of those are on Instagram. We are not big Twitter users in this fam. But if you have questions that maybe you're not comfortable sharing with the public, we do have an email set up, which is thewitchyspellcast@gmail.com. You can send your questions there, or maybe your dreams, and maybe we can all interpret them together.
So we hope you enjoyed this episode, and we'll catch you next time.
We'll catch you next time. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to The Witchy Spellcast. Join us next week for some more magical goodness.